Are you working on speech therapy goals or language goals with your child, and you just wish that the process would go a little faster? Or maybe you're longing for a time when you can truly communicate with your child without the language barriers. On the podcast today, I'm going to tell you that it is possible. You can boost your child's language skills and help them learn language a little bit faster. This is going to be a really good one, guys. So grab a pen and paper and get ready to take some notes. Let's do this. Hey, Mama. Welcome to Raising Deaf Kids. Do you want more ease in your daily life? Do you want to help your child learn language faster, but have no idea where to start? Do you find yourself searching for how to learn sign language and best ways to practice speech goals? Hey, I'm Elaine. I'm a mom of three littles, two of whom are deaf. I remember when I received the hearing loss diagnosis for our child, there were so many decisions and information overload. I lacked clarity and confidence and yearned for ease and balance in our lives. It was then that I discovered strategies to support our kids' language development at home, and I even helped them learn language faster. I can't wait to share it all with you. So put down that to-do list, close out that ASL app for now, and let's get started.
I am a very senior citizen. I wish they had things like this when my daughter came along. She just made 53 last year, and she was being profoundly deaf when there was little of nothing but machines that kept breaking down and wouldn't work, and the state didn't have money to repair them.
Thank you so much, Jacqueline, for this really nice message. And I also wish that we had had things like this to help you out. And I just so respect what you did with your daughter. And it sounds like you were a really great mother raising kids who are deaf and hard of hearing, no matter what stage or what age is not easy. And I appreciate you and what you were doing for your daughter as well. If any of you out there have a question or would like to say something about the podcast, then I have a way that you can do that. Go to speakpipe.com/raisingdeafkids, and I will put that in the show notes as well. And you can go record a message or record a question for me, and it may just get answered live on the podcast. As parents of deaf and hard of hearing kids, the thing is, we are so hyper-focused on language. And in the deaf and hard of hearing world, language and language access is everything. So I get it. And as a former foreign language teacher, I actually really love this world. I love learning languages and I love teaching them and talking about languages and how to learn what languages better and faster. And from teaching my high school students and then going on to teach my own three kids about language, I've definitely learned a few tips and tricks to get the language flowing a little faster. I also remember how intense the work was in the beginning of hearing loss when we were teaching our boys language when they were first diagnosed with hearing loss. And I also remember how proud we all were when we saw all of the hard work paying off for them. And really, it only takes a few simple tweaks to boost those language skills. So right now, we're going to talk about three ways that you can start boosting your child's language skills today. So number one way to boost your child's language skills is immerse your child in language all day long. Talk to them throughout the day. Talk to them as much as possible throughout the day. And the reason for this is because a large part of learning a language is repetition, right? So if you don't keep using it, you don't learn it as fast because it's really in the constant being exposed to language is how we learn it. So I want you to talk to your kids throughout the day. I want you to talk them through their daily routine, actually. And it's going to feel really weird at first to narrate like every part of your routine, especially when you aren't used to like talking it through. But lean into the weird and do it anyway, and you're going to see results like really fast for them. So, for example, I want to I want you to talk to your kids while they are eating, for example. Mealtime is always a good time to put language in because kids are kind of focused on eating and they're kind of sitting still for a few minutes. It's a good time to get language in. So talk them through what you're doing. Say things like, oh, you need a plate. Oh, we need a spoon for that yogurt. Now we need to eat this with a fork. Oh, do you need a cup for your water? We're going to eat these eggs today. Just things like that. Like, and I know that I sound awkward doing it, but kids love it, especially, younger kids. And it really does help them learn the words because you're going to end up using these same words every day, right? Because you probably have like very similar routines that you go through with them. I also want you to talk them through their playing a little bit. Now, you don't have to sit right on top of them while, they're playing and annoy everybody, but, sit there for a few minutes and talk to them about what they're playing, how they're playing it, what the toy looks like. Describe the toy. What does the toy do? You can talk them through their diaper routine if you have, a younger child, like a baby, a 1-year-old, you're still changing diapers, talk them through what you're doing in that routine. Talk to them about the bath routine before they get in if they're not wearing their devices. My boys don't wear their devices when they're in the bath, so they can't hear when they're in the bath. But you can talk about getting ready for the bath and what you're going to be doing like before they actually get in. And if you just honestly just take this one tip and you don't do anything else and you just start talking your kids through your daily routines every day, then you'll be amazed at how much vocabulary they learn just from doing that, which is not taking like any more time out of your day, but just by verbalizing what you're doing to them a little bit more. So point number two is to teach your child the most common words or phrases for communication that you need to communicate with them right now. So I want you to work on the immediate words that you need to communicate with your child right now. And we all have those words and phrases that get us through the day better. Okay, it's most likely phrases like more, want, or I want. Eat, food words for food that like they eat most often, water, cup, night night or bedtime, bath, pajamas, get dressed, brush teeth. Those are all the things that you need to focus on first. So I would first focus on immediately the vocabulary that you need to communicate with your child regularly throughout the day right now. And, learning these words first is going to really cut down on frustration from your child because you're going to see and you're going to be amazed once your child can navigate their daily routine with language and with words and at least with understanding, even if they aren't like saying them to you yet, because they start understanding before they start talking, then you'll be amazed at how much better the day will go when they can just understand like what you're saying to them and what they're doing and what's coming up next through language. And then that is going to open them up to learning language faster. It's going to kind of give them a quick win, and then that will snowball, that win will snowball and will keep progressing into like more wins and learning more language. And like I said, just go through the most common words that you use throughout your day with your child. You know what those are, if you're at home with your child, and start with those words first and then build on from there. And the third one is that I want you to use language when playing with your child and also start singing songs with hand motions with your child. Okay? Kids learn through play and also through rhythm and music. And, the thing is, like, the songs that you're singing to them usually rhyme. They're also usually about things that kids understand or can relate to. And then the hand motions that you're using while singing help your child, like, learn the words and learn, like, the meaning of the words faster because it kind of puts, like, a meaning to the words. And this just makes learning language fun. when you put it into, your regular playtime. And then when you do fun things like sing and do hand motions to the songs. Some, popular examples of these are like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, Betsy Spider is a good one. Those are the two that I can think of right now. There's a song like Open Shut Them that we used to do with our kids where you like open and shut your hands and you like give a little clap. That's a fun one. Those are the three main ones that I can think about right now. You can also do Old MacDonald because you can also always do like the signs, the ASL signs for the animals as you're going through. And then Old MacDonald has like practices a lot of good animal sounds, which are good like first sounds for kids learning hearing loss. So yeah, make it fun. Sing songs, do hand motions. When you make it fun, kids learn faster. So, learning a language with your child can be super rewarding. It is really so fun to learn and interact with, your child and watching them interact with the language in real time. And honestly, it will be one of the best experiences that you have in parenting your kids is teaching them language. And you can start using all of these simple tips today and start seeing a positive impact by literally the end of this week. If you're finding that you need help pushing through some of those language stalls, or you want to talk more about how to boost your child's language learning within your own home, then go ahead and book a coaching call with me where I can coach you on the best language and communication strategies that fit you and your family. Because there is no one size fits all for language learning. And, I can help you fit in and kind of figure out what your child likes, and then like let's maximize the things that your child responds to. So, I cannot wait to meet you. I cannot wait to work with you and your child and see your child boost their language skills and really start, flourishing with language. It's so fun for me to see, and it's so fun for you to see for your child too. So, to book that coaching call, go to raisingdeafkids.com/coaching, and that will be in the show notes as well. So I hope this episode today helps you out if you are unsure about where to start with language learning or, how to really get language learning going for your child. These would be really great steps to take. And as parents, we want the absolute best for our kids. And unfortunately, kids, and especially kids with hearing loss, do not come with a handbook. And I want you to know that simply by being here and listening to this today, you're doing a great job as a parent because you're learning and trying to find better ways to help your child. And I am so proud of your efforts right now, and I'm so glad that you're here. I'll see you for the next episode on Thursday, where we're going to talk about what does it actually really take to learn sign language. I can't wait to see you. See you on Thursday. Hey, Mama. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and subscribe to this podcast? I never want you to miss an episode and to be without valuable information to help you and your family. Also, please leave a quick written review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you. Now go check off the rest of your to-dos so you can love on your family today. And I'll meet you here every Tuesday and Thursday for podcast episodes to support your whole family in language learning. Ciao, Mama.